Welcome to the Big Dave Podcast.
John Matarese is here to tell us about the mini Target. We just like the Dr. Evil.
Yeah,
pinky,
I love the Dr. Evil.
And I should call it mini Target. But what's going on with this? We got a little tiny Target somewhere, right?
Everything these days is tiny. You know, guys, that tiny house shows.
Yeah.
They're all over TV. And people buying those little miniature houses. They're like a camper, but it's a house. So tiny is in and trendy right now. And so the latest thing is mini Target stores. What do you think
mini
of that?
Mini Target. Now, this is over by UC, the first one, right?
Yes, it's over on Calhoun, right by UC. And Calhoun is amazing. If you haven't been up by UC lately, I mean, that used to be
a place with construction.
I mean, it used to be, they had some pizza places, the Greek little place, some dive bars, and now it's so awesome. You've got Chipotle, Panera, the Amazon store, Starbucks.
They ripped out all those old
houses. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. What's gone on there on Calhoun, and now they have a mini Target.
Now, when you say mini Target, now how big is this thing?
It's amazing. It's like, think of a large Walgreens.
Okay.
I mean, that's how small it is. It's like a large Walgreens, but it's not Walgreens because it has all that cool stuff. I mean, they work so hard to make it hip. So it's housewares, it's clothing, but just, you know, young adult clothing, mainly for college students.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got hardware, housewares, you know, stuff for dorm rooms, lamps and bedding.
So they know their customer. Yeah.
They know the customer.
Do you think these are going to spread to other areas? Was this done specifically because it's right next to a big college?
Well, that's one reason, but they're rolling out 30 this year nationwide, and they're planning 300 over the next few years. Target, you know, other stores are closing. You know, Sears, JCPenney, they're shutting stores.
Kmart.
Target, Target's expanding, and they're adding stores, but they're adding miniature stores, and they say this is going to be the hot new trend in city areas. I mean, it'd be cool to have one in like downtown Covington or something,
sure.
You know?
Where
you just go in and you just get the basics. They've got food, they've got beer and wine. Mm. I mean, it's pretty cool.
Can you order for store pickup too?
Yeah, great question. Because they don't have the full line that you have in a big Target. So you can order stuff. They have kiosks there and you can order and then pick it up
a day later. Anything that
almost anything they don't have here,
you can get it like a day or two later. So
nice.
It's really
perfect.
Cool. And it's neat that they have it. You don't go in expecting a full service Target store, but me as a guy, I love that they have the tool department. You know, they have the hammers and the tape measures and screwdrivers and tool chests and car stuff. I mean, it's great to see that because that's what I like. You know? But they have a little bit of something for everything. Chelsea, one thing that'll probably disappoint you.
What?
I don't think they have the shoe department.
Oh,
I don't think they have the women's shoe department.
But I can buy
department.
Them online and pick them up there.
Yeah, pick them up at the store. So it's a new trend, and if you're up at UC, especially as school gets started in the next month, it's well worth starting at the new, how do you say that, the mini Target?
The mini Target. It's the worst Dr. Evil ever. But
I love that. Hey, speaking of school, later today on 9 on Your Side at 5 o'clock, back to school shopping secrets, how to keep those costs down, or like Dave, how to keep that backpack going for 10 years.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the way to do it.
Later today, 9 on Your Side, so you don't waste your money.
Thank you, John.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Caleb from Hamilton is here to take on Chelsea this morning. You've actually taken her on a time or two in the past, haven't you, Caleb?
I have.
How did you do?
I usually get 4 or 5.
All right, Caleb. That's what we like to hear.
Good morning. Chelsea stumbles because we got those 5 pop culture questions. Caleb, you know the drill. You get more right than Chelsea, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. All ties go to Chelsea. She has an overall record of 505 wins against 6 losses, a 152-game winning streak. And Caleb, go ahead and tell us how much money you're playing for.
$100.
Thank you, buddy.
Good luck, Caleb.
Now, while you're getting out of here, did you hear that College of Hollywood Knowledge cheat sheet Friday afternoon with Amanda and Jesse?
No, I missed it.
You missed the first two answers. Ooh. Oh, boy. We'll see if you need them. You ready?
All right.
All right. Here we go, Caleb. Question number one, the new HBO documentary Diana, Our Mother, debuts tonight. What Australian actress played Princess Diana in the 2012 film Diana?
Kate Blanchett.
Okay, question number two. On this date in 1997, Halle Berry and baseball star David Justice were divorced. In 2002, Halle played a Bond girl in Die Another Day. Who played 007 in that film?
Pierce Brosnan.
Question number three. TV's Wonder Woman, Linda Carter, is 66 today. What is the name of the actress who plays her in this summer's blockbuster movie?
Gal Gadot.
Question number four. The movie Twilight Saga Eclipse debuted on this date 7 years ago. What actor starred in the film as Jacob Black?
Taylor Lautner.
Question number five. Jennifer Lopez is 48 today. What was the name of the 2003 box office bomb J-Lo made with her then-boyfriend Ben Affleck?
Was it Gigi?
Say that again.
Gigi, I think.
Okay, let's get Chelsea back in here and find out how our boy Caleb from Hamilton did this morning, Stat.
He got 3 out of 5, but there's some hard ones.
There's some tough ones. All right, we'll all right, here we go. Give the same questions to Chelsea. Wish you good luck, Caleb. Here we go. Chelsea, the new HBO documentary Diana, Our Mother debuts tonight. What Australian actress played Princess Diana in the 2012 film Diana?
Wasn't it Naomi Watts?
Not Kate Blanchett.
No. On this date in 1997, Halle Berry and baseball star David Justice were divorced. In 2002, Halle played a Bond girl in Die Another Day. Who played 007 in that film?
Pierce Brosnan.
2 to 1.
TV's Wonder Woman, Linda Carter, is 66 today. What is the name of the actress who plays Wonder Woman in this summer's blockbuster movie?
Gal Gadot.
3 to 2.
Question number four. The movie Twilight Saga Eclipse debuted on this date 7 years ago. What actor starred in the film as Jacob Black?
Oh, Taylor Lautner.
I could tell Caleb didn't want to have that right, but you did, buddy. 4 to 3.
Question number five. Jennifer Lopez is 48 today. What was the name of the 2003 box office bomb J-Lo made with then-boyfriend Ben Affleck?
Geely?
Chelsea
is
said
that
it right.
How you say
yes,
it?
Geely, not you said Gigi. I mean, it's close enough, but it wouldn't have made a difference. All right, well,
5 to 3.
Caleb, she smoked you today, brother.
Yeah, she got me.
Let's take that walk of shame, Geely.
I'm Caleb, and I flunked out of Chelsea College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Ooh. All right, brother, call back anytime because you're a gamer, and we know it.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast. B105.com.